the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping a report this hour, Senator Cory Booker kicked off a marathon speech Monday evening on the Senate floor, sharply criticizing President Trump and Elon Musk. Senator Booker says America's elected leadership has a job to do.
I can't allow this body to continue without doing something different, speaking out. The threats to American people and American democracy are grave and urgent, and we all must do more. We all must do more against them.
The New Jersey Democrat, who began speaking at 7 p.m. last night, repeatedly attacked what he called the Trump administration's, quote, reckless actions, and warned that the nation is in crisis. Meanwhile, New Jersey Representative Josh Gottheimer, another Democrat, wants stricter clarification on those additional tariffs this week from Trump. Gottheimer is introducing legislation that would require the president to outline a clear strategy for Congress to justify imposing tariffs.
We should be responding to hostile foreign adversaries, not crushing our families and small businesses, and not going after our key allies.
Gottheimer says imposing tariffs on trading allies is reckless, adding that Canada is not the United States' enemy. His office is also launching an online portal this week where New Jersey families and businesses can provide feedback on how these tariffs will impact their lives. New Jersey News brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalpin, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public, and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. And now the Lester Glenn Business Report. Restaurant chain Hooters is filing for bankruptcy in order to enable a buyout by its founder. The casual chain, known for its chicken wings and servers' orange shorts, filed on Monday in Texas, hoping to address an almost $400 million debt. It will sell all the company-owned restaurants to a franchise group that is backed by the founders. The company currently directly owns and operates over 150 locations, with another 154 ran by franchisees, mostly across the United States. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 12 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. And no more storms, right? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in skin weather. Back to jacket weather tonight and tomorrow. Now, our next chance of rain is a little more than 24 hours away, but the geography on that one is going to be limited. Tonight gets pretty chilly. Clear skies, calm winds, a widespread frost or freeze likely, with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow, we get stuck around 50 for a high, still very much on the cool side, going from sun to clouds tomorrow, and there's a chance of a late-day shower to the north and west only. Thursday, cloudy but warm, back into the 70s with a few hit or miss showers or thunderstorms around. And Friday, mostly cloudy and 60s. Again, chance of showers Friday morning and then again late at night. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Asbury Park 52, Woodbury 54, Somerville 50, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.